With our lives being pulled in so many directions, it can be hard to focus on the most important thing, your well-being. Welcome to Are You Real Fit, where we educate you through personal experience, certified training, and coachings that show you how being healthy, biologically and spiritually, is an achievable journey. Now, welcome your host, running coach and certified personal trainer, Casey Fuller.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian of Fellowship Home Loans.
Many things make us different, but what do our clients say?
We can close your loan in weeks, not months like other lenders. They love our low rates and, of course, our personalized one-on-one approach.
Call us today at 800-804-SAVE or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Hi, this is Casey Fuller. Welcome to Are You Real Fit, Episode 8. Hey, Roar Nation, welcome to Are You Real Fit? I'm your host, Casey Fuller. Be sure to check out tomorrow's episode of Are You Real Purpose with host John Fuller, where he interviews people from all walks of life who are living out their specific calling and purpose in very inspiring ways. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about what it looks like to be healthy physically, or maybe a better word would be, what are the components needed to have a healthy body? This is the third episode in the series, Your Health, Spirit, Soul, and Body. So if you missed the last two episodes, we focused on the spirit and the soul, and you're definitely going to want to go back and you're going to want to check out those episodes so that you can tie them all together with this episode, where we're going to talk about the body and what it looks like to have a healthy body. So the components of having an overall healthy body. So first, let's talk about a little bit about the word weight. I know when I say that word, I get a lot of reactions to that word. And as a trainer, I hear that word a lot and it gets thrown around. You know, people ask me quite frequently, you know, what is a healthy body weight for me to have, or how much weight should I lose? That's a big one. Or even how much weight should I gain if I'm really committed to this program and I want to put on some muscle? So this is never really an easy question to answer, because having a healthy body weight is important. It definitely is. But it's also very subjective to the person. So a lot of people will only look at a scale or only look at BMI because, you know, that's what we tend to focus on, or that's what we read about, that's what doctors talk about. But we're going to break this down a little bit, because we need to understand that everyone's body composition is going to be different. So therefore, your ideal body weight will also be different from somebody else's. Let's look at body composition for a minute. Okay, body composition brings in all factors pertaining to weight. So this will include your muscle, your fat, your bone, your vital organs, all of those things. So looking at all of these things are definitely going to be a better overall evaluation of your health than just your weight alone. So for example, you can have two ladies who are the same height, same weight. Okay, let's say we have a 5'7", 150-pound lady who has 12% body fat versus maybe a 5'7", 150-pound lady who has 27% body fat. Okay, they're the same weight and the same height, right? But clearly one has less body fat. So this person is probably doing some things a little bit more strategically than the other, including probably being on an overall healthy exercise program, eating healthy, being more intentional about what they're doing. But before we dive into those a little deeper, I do want to say, just a side note here, we're not going into this, maybe this will be a future episode, but we do want to talk a little bit, or just at least throw this in there, about the fact that genetics do play a role in some people's ability to lose weight faster or see faster results. That is a possibility, okay? But I do want to say that this is not an excuse. It's not meant to discourage. And I want to, you know, let you all know that hard work does pay off, and it's important for you to commit and stick to it so you can succeed in your future goals, no matter what they are. So this isn't a reason to have an excuse to say, oh, well, they were just born that way and their genetics are so much better. No, yes, it might be a little easier for them, or they may, you know, tend to maybe lose that, drop that weight a little faster or see results a little quicker, but that does not make it impossible for you, and it's not a good excuse, okay? So we all need to take care of ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, and our body is also important, and we are the temple of Christ, so we do need to take that seriously. We do need to make a goal, commit to that goal, okay? So I'm just throwing that side note out there for anybody who's used that as an excuse here and there, because I have heard it. So before we go into this a little bit deeper, let's take a moment to hear from our partners.
We get asked all the time, why Fellowship Home Loans? What makes us different? Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian of Fellowship Home Loans.
Many things make us different, but what do our clients say?
We can close your loan in weeks, not months like other lenders. They love our low rates and, of course, our personalized one-on-one approach. And always, our clients get 2 months off from their mortgage payments and $1,000 back at closing.
Our motto itself, mortgage lending guided by Christian principles. Call us today at 800-804-SAVE or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit more about maintaining a healthy body through what an exercise program is and what it would do. So what are the benefits of an exercise program, or how can you benefit from sticking to a specific exercise program? Okay, one of the benefits we're going to talk about is cardiorespiratory endurance. And I'm just going to touch on these quickly. And we're not going to go deep into any of them today, but we're just going to touch on them so that you can have a little bit more of an understanding. So cardiorespiratory endurance is the ability of your body's circulatory and respiratory systems to supply fuel during physical activity. So this would be any activity that would get your heart rate up, like walking, jogging, swimming, hiking, riding a bike, any of those things. So another thing that an exercise program is important to do is to help you to maintain flexibility. Now, flexibility is going to help protect your muscles and your joints, and it's just really important for overall health and range of motion, especially as you're aging. And then another important factor in that exercise program is going to be weight training. Weight training does so many amazing things for you. It improves bone density. It increases the strength of connective tissues, muscles, and tendons. It'll increase your physical work capacity. You know, I've had clients that who could not even walk in the house carrying their bags of groceries. And they've gotten to the point where they can, you know, go to the grocery store and bring all those groceries in. And that is a huge accomplishment for a lot of people who are aging and could not do that before. And even for some younger people as well. Lifting weights will also help you to burn more fat daily. So if none of those other reasons, amazing reasons, worked for you, maybe that one will. But the amount of body muscle that you have on your body is going to help you throughout the day, the more you have to burn more fat daily. So a lot of great things come from weight training. And then last but not least, exercise will help you with an overall muscular endurance. So this will be the ability of your muscle to perform without fatigue. So you're going to build up some endurance in those muscles as you stick to a exercise program. And then last but not least, definitely having an important part of your success is going to be having a very good, well-balanced nutrition plan, that you're eating a diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables, and you get good protein in there and fiber-rich foods that do so many amazing things for you. They help protect against certain diseases. And we did talk a lot about this at the beginning of the year, a little bit more in depth. So if you want to listen to some of those episodes, go back to the beginning of the year. Because again, today we're just touching on some of those things. But all of those things put together are going to help you to have an overall healthy body. And so these are going to be great ways for you to get started living that healthy lifestyle that you're really aspiring to live. And as I said before, you're definitely going to want to go back and listen to the last two in this series, Your Health, Spirit, Soul, and Body, because it will tie it all together of what that all three of those things paired together look like to help you to really get that vision. And you're going to want to tie it in with these things to have that healthy body that you're wanting to have. So I'm going to encourage you all today, be sure to get a physical and make sure that you're clear to start a workout program. If you have not done that, I want to encourage you to do that. It's really important to make sure that you get that done here and there. I know as we get older, we sometimes put ourselves off and we don't do those things, but you definitely want to take care of yourself in all aspects and just, get that done. And then, really commit to a workout program and a healthy nutrition plan and get started today on your healthy body. So I also want to encourage you guys to listen to any of our 4 to 5 shows that we bring weekly. We cover Are You Real Business? Are You Real Success? Are You Real Linked? Are You Real Government? Are You Real Creatives? As well as this show, Are You Real Fit? And then Are You Real Purpose? And all of these shows are geared toward helping you in every area of life get healthy, get inspired. And so I just want to encourage you to tune into any of those shows. And remember, guys, set your goals, say your prayers, work hard. Love you guys.
We get asked all the time, why Fellowship Home Loans? What makes us different? Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian of Fellowship Home Loans.
Many things make us different, but what do our clients say?
We can close your loan in weeks, not months like other lenders. They love our low rates and, of course, our personalized one-on-one approach. And always, our clients get 2 months off from their mortgage payments and $1,000 back at closing.
Our motto itself, mortgage lending guided by Christian principles. Call us today at 800-804-SAVE or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Now that we've given you more ways to live the healthy lifestyle you were created to live, the next step is to reach out to us for links to online training videos, show notes, guest information, and more on areyoureal.org. We appreciate your time and look forward to helping you continue your journey towards a happy, healthier life here on Are You Real Fit?